episode 3143, For Everything Written in the Past.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying your family this long holiday weekend. Yes, here in the United States of America, we are celebrating Labor Day, which means we have Monday off. And that means it's an extra long weekend. And man, who doesn't like an extra long weekend? Now, if you're one who says, Christiane, I don't have it off, that's okay. Just have it off in your mind, but keep working, because obviously we need people out there working too. But with that, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's time for you to get connected with God. How much time have you made for Him this week? I mean, seriously. I know my schedule has been very busy. We've had family coming and going. We have new family in this weekend, which is wonderful, but it's just like anything else, right? They're just disruptions, and you don't have your routine anymore. And we're in a new season. Kids have gone back to school. It's like, what are we going to do? Well, For Everything Written in the Past. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the verse I want to read to you comes from Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. My friend, in times of struggle and despair, it's often difficult to see beyond our present circumstances. We're caught in the mess. We're trapped in it. It's natural to feel lost and uncertain. However, as we delve deeper into the scriptures, we can discover that there is a path to hope, endurance, and encouragement. In the book of Romans, what we just read, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the timeless wisdom found in God's Word, the Bible, emphasizing the lessons it teaches us. And so when we think about, oh gosh, I don't have anything right now to offer. I'm exhausted. I'm pulling my hair out. I'm burning the candle at both ends. Finances are a mess. I just don't know what to do. You can grab hold of what God gives you in the scriptures, in the middle of your mess. And I promise you, you'll find hope there. Because that's where endurance starts for us as believers. And if you're a new believer, you're like, I don't really get this. That's okay. Just flip open the Bible. In fact, start at Romans or go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. That's the first four books of the New Testament. Start there. My friend, life is full of challenges, and sometimes it feels as though we are constantly navigating through one messy situation after another, right? You get on one messy train to get on another messy train to get on another messy train. But when we turn to the scriptures, we find stories of people who endured hardships and came out stronger on the other side. These stories provide you with valuable lessons, teaching you that endurance is not about simply pushing through, but rather about relying on God's strength and guidance. It's not all up to you. I mean, look at Abraham, for instance. He faced numerous obstacles and disappointments on his journey towards fulfilling God's promise. Yet through it all, he remained steadfast in his faith. And his story teaches us the importance of persevering in the face of adversity, trusting that God is working behind the scenes, even when we cannot see it. For everything written in the past allows us to know that there's hope for the future, so we have to be present today. It's incredible to kind of honestly, when you look at the whole picture, it's like, if I could only know what's going to happen like next, then I would be ready for it. And I'm here to challenge you and say, I don't think you would be. God gives us what we can handle in the time that we can handle it. And there are times that, honestly, we may never know the answers until we see Him face to face. And I pray that that's not anytime soon, by the way. Because if you're still here, God's not finished with you yet. He's still working on you so that when you get to heaven, you're exactly who He wants you to be. And I know that's hard because a lot of us are like, gosh, if I just knew. And I'm here to tell you, you can know because of the hope of what was written in the past and the encouragement the scriptures provide. Beyond teaching us about endurance, right? The Bible offers us genuine encouragement. In times of despair, the inspired words found within the pages remind us of God's faithfulness and love. The Psalms in particular are a source of solace and comfort, capturing the raw emotions and heartfelt prayers of the writers. Psalm 62 verses 5 and 6 says this, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." And in that, those two verses actually, we're reminded that our hope does not come from worldly circumstances. We don't need to be of the world. We can be in the world to make changes, but we don't have to be of the world. But rather, place your trust in God because he's the same today as he was yesterday, as he will be tomorrow. And through his word, God assures you that he is your refuge, providing you with the strength you need to persevere in the mess. Jumping from train to train to train, right? From mess to mess to mess. And when you do that, though, you can embrace hope in the midst of the messes because there's lots of them. I know. I've been through them. Some I can talk about and some not so much. Not because I'm, you know, not emotionally sound or whatever to talk about it. It's some things you just don't talk about, right? And so there's some things in life that you're like, yeah, I went through something. And you're like, I don't quite understand it, but man, it feels good that I got through it. And then when you come to the next stumbling block, you're like, oh, okay, but how quickly we forget for everything written in the past. Sometimes we have to look backwards in order to go forward. And I know that doesn't make sense, but when you're looking at the scriptures, it does. Though life may seem chaotic and overwhelming, it is essential to remember that God has a purpose for your mess. He does. The trials you face can strengthen your character, deepen your faith, and draw you closer to him. And as you meditate on his word, and I know some people get stuck on the word meditate. That means read it, like we just read, right? Our verse today, Romans 15, verse 4, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Take that scripture right there and chew on it. You know how a dog gets a bone? And I know, sorry for the dog references. I got a new puppy. Actually, I don't. It's my grand dog. And he's been living here for a while because my son is very busy right now with his work and he's traveling. And it's just tough. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll puppy sit. Not a problem. Makes it a little more challenging. I've done it with a lot, but you know, that's what it is. So you know how the dogs will get their bone and they sit there and they chew and they chew and they chew. And then they go to the other side and they chew and they chew and they chew. And then they sometimes go in the middle and they chew and then they put it down and then it gets hard again. And they come back to you and they're like, can you know, hear me sniffing there? Well, that's what they do, right? And then all of a sudden they're chewing again. You're like, are you not done with that bone? I mean, it's crazy. Meditate. Keep chewing on it. Keep coming back to it. Going, Lord, what do you want me to know about you in this verse? What are you trying to tell me? And it's amazing. Talk about it in, you know, in the shower. Just marvel over it and go, Lord, I don't know what you're trying to tell me here, but it amazes me. I know you've got something for me. So meditate on his word. And when you do that, you will find encouragement and hope that transcends your circumstances. I promise you. Now, let me say this though. Are you always going to get the answers that you hope for or that you think you should have or that you think you deserve? No, you're here on earth. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. But guess what? God knows best. He always knows best. And let him lead. You don't have to understand it. You can question him later. You can even question him when you're in the middle of the mess going, Lord, I don't understand this, but you just got to take it. I've been in some crazy situations when my husband and I were going through our tornado. He told me he had fallen out of love. And he's like, that's it. I'm done with you. Okay, he didn't say that. He said, I've fallen out of love. Literally, I've fallen out of love with you. Okay, for a woman who's taking care of the family and the kids and homeschooling and all of this, to be told this out of the blue, I'm like, left field, what happened here? I had no idea. Talk about a heart literally being ripped. Oh, it was shattered in pieces. Now, I could have let that whole situation bury me immediately. But where do you think I'd be today? Probably not where I am, and I wouldn't be talking to you. But instead, I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know what this means. I have no idea, but you got to take control over it. And little by little through that tornado, he opened up a door and opened up a window and opened up another door, which opened up two windows. And I just kept walking through them and I kept asking questions and I kept going to him going, Lord, show me more. Tell me, help me understand. And he would reveal something else. And I'm like, wow. And every little ounce of it was revealed at the most proper time. For everything written in the past can give you hope for the future. So in my present state, I knew that nothing was impossible. Did I know what my future outcome was? No, I had no idea. And let me fast forward for you. We reconciled. We've been married now 30 years, almost been together now 34 years. I mean, it's crazy awesome. We are madly in love, and it's wonderful. But if you looked at our mess and if you knew me then, you would have been like, just like my pastor told me, when you get to this point, there's no turning back. There's not much hope. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, there is hope. I believe in miracles, my friend. So meditate on his word. And when you do, and you really dive into God's word, you gain access to his promises, which assures you that he is always with you. Jeremiah 29:11, you know it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You can anchor your hope in this promise and trust that God is working for your good, even when you cannot see it. Isn't that awesome to know that God's going before you? Celebrate it. You don't have to have all the answers. And honestly, I don't think you really want to. And I would encourage you not to sit there and yell at God and say, give me all the answers. Ask him and say, Lord, I need the answer for what I need to know right now. I've been working on some things here at Create Your Now. Some incredible opportunities, which I'll be able to share with you. And I don't know. I mean, God is moving mountains. And I'm just asking for your prayers, for me and our family, and as we are growing as a company, and just the opportunity that's there and the stuff that's going to be rolling out here. I mean, it's crazy. And all I can say is only God. But let me tell you, on some of this stuff that's going to be coming out, you're going to be like, really? Some of it is a commitment. And I mean, it's walking out in faith because I don't have the finances to do it. I'm like, Lord, you got to open this one up because it's not about me. And if you know me and you've been here long enough, or even this is your first time, let me tell you, I leave my heart on my sleeve. I love you right where you're at. You don't have to prove. You don't have to be somebody you're not. You just have to be you and come real and come raw and say, here I am, Lord, send me. And that's what I try to do truly every single day. And so when I come to you throughout every day of the week, right, because we're here daily, which I appreciate you, by the way, coming and listening and sharing and reviewing and subscribing, that helps to get more of us out there. And remember, it's not about me. It's sharing what God wants me to share and sharing other people's stories. This isn't all about Christiane. In fact, it's not about Christiane at all. It's about the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. My friend, he's here for you today in the midst of your messes. God's word is a lamp unto your feet. And it serves as a guiding light, leading you toward endurance and encouragement, saying, yeah, you can get to the other side. So allow yourself to just be immersed in scripture. And if you're like, I don't even have a Bible, you most likely have a cell phone. So Google it. Give me a Bible verse on hope. Let me tell you, you're going to get pages of things you can click on. Take a few that we've mentioned here and go and chew on those, like our little puppy dog, Rhino. He's not little. He's an English bulldog. That's our dog, actually. He's 10 years old. And let me tell you, he's got a jaw and he does chew. So chew like he does on his bones. But obviously, chew on the scriptures. Meditate on them. Discover the inspiring stories that are buried within the Bible. They are for you. And let's remember that our mess is not the end of the story. Praise the Lord. It is merely a chapter leading us to hope, endurance, and ultimately the abundant life that God offers. God wants to give you more than you can ever imagine. But are you willing to do what you need to do to go that extra mile? And I pray that you continually seek his word and allow him to transform your heart, reminding you of the unshakable hope that is found only through Jesus Christ. Go in peace, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.